grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
All right, yes, yes. Chris, do you read me?
Kia ora, yes, I do. Come in loud and clear.
Awesome.
From K Road.
From Karangahape.
Woo!
How's it been? How have you been?
Oh, very good. It's very hot here up on the ridge.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah, love it. Beginning of summer, for sure.
Feeling
great time.
Good.
Great day to have fish, I got to say. Just putting it out there.
Yeah.
You know, could be a bit biased on that, but I'm just going to say it's a lovely day for it.
Day for it?
Yeah.
When is it not, really?
Yes, indeed. Hey, tell you what, getting straight into it, you know things are going mainstream. Cannabis law reform must be going mainstream. Where not only are they talking about it on News Talk ZB, but one of their longest and more mainstream of hosts is openly saying legalize it. And that is Kerry Woodham.
Kerry Woodham?
Kerry Woodham had a big old yarn about it on News Talk. And she pointed out this Helen Clark report that came out last week, which they had found as part of their research. Only 1.4% of all spending in New Zealand, off the taxpayer, $500 million a year, 1.4% goes to harm reduction versus 70% to law enforcement.
Oh.
And, yeah, boy. And so this research, they got Otago University, Rose Crossan did an actual survey using that sort of data and found that actually there was support for flipping that the other way around.
Wow.
Yes. But of course, to flip that round, you'd need to change the law. And the report didn't look at changing the law. They were saying, no, just what we can do within the current settings. An interesting thing was Kerry Woodham went further. She's like, well, surely, and I quote, surely making drugs just another product, with all the health and safety regulations around the production of these drugs, having taxes applied at source, turning into just another commodity, would be the most effective at all at emasculating the gangs and the cartels.
Not emasculating. She used that word. That's awesome.
She did. Cut them off with the balls.
That's awesome. I mean, you know what? It's not wrong. That's the thing. It's like it's in these guys' best interest to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, very awesome. So keeping that alive, you know, keep the discussion going, head over to the Greens website and Chloe Swarbrick launched this new platform they've got there where you can give your views.
Mm-hmm.
So just to repeat that, because people are still, you know, able to do that. So it's Greens Org Embed. And the question they're asking, if we were to legally regulate cannabis in Aotearoa, what kind of rules would you like to see and how would you like to see those rules enforced?
Wow. They're asking the people.
They're asking the people. Someone not to bother asking would be Duncan Garner, because he's off the back of that in the Listener this week. Duncan Garner, my open letter to Chloe Swarbrick, and he's basically saying, if you want the don't bother reading review, he's having none of that. Chloe's tone deaf, lost the referendum, so move on, is his basic thing.
Jeez Louise, Papa Cheese.
Yeah. In the same issue of The Listener, maybe Duncan Garner should read it, because there's an in-depth article asking, with organised crime, this is the headline, with organised crime and drug trafficking surge in the Pacific, are we in danger of becoming a narco region?
Yep.
So,
curious.
Garner's kind of saying, well, you know, referendum is 5 years ago, so rah-rah, you know, move on, we won, you lost type thing. Other articles kind of saying, you know, hey, things have moved on and got a lot more serious.
And
with the expulsion of the 501s from Australia, it wasn't just to here, it was to all the Pacific states. And, and so all this kind of stuff's been going on, bubbling away. And here we now have the submersibles on their way, loaded up with all the hard stuff.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah. They tell the Greens, if you think, well, hey, we could break this sort of nexus, we could break that link between people, you know, the vast majority of people just want to have some herb, and instead they get introduced to people or are forced to lurk in the shadows and in the kind of hidden economy, where there are some good people, but there are also a whole lot of bad people.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And selling dodgy, you know, unregulated stuff.
I mean.
So, yeah, let your views be known.
Wow.
And you never know, we might end up like they have in America, where most of the country is legal now. And some good news, which is that yesterday's elections, well, the results came through yesterday, and all the supporters of legalization were elected, leading with Zoran Mandami, new mayor of New York, and buyer of cannabis from legal licensed cannabis stores.
What a legend. What a triumph. What a time to be alive. A win.
Yeah.
A little bit of a win.
So it just goes to show. And, you know, I think we had a few of those in our local body, some supportive people. Don't forget our new mayor of Whakatane, Nando Tansosh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There is some movement bubbling away. Always.
New Jersey's new governor, Mikey Sherrill, supports legalizing home growing. And Virginia's new governor, Abigail Spanberger, supports legalizing adult use.
Oh, there you
go. 64% of Americans back legalization in the latest Gallup poll this week.
Yeah, as they
should. A referendum held there would overwhelmingly pass, you know, at
the
national level.
Totally. Yeah. Wow, I wonder where New Zealand's at then, currently.
Well, you'd never know till you did it, but I kind of think, you know, we have moved on to the point where we'd probably get a different result these days, eh? And,
yeah.
You know. In the yes column.
Yeah, you hope
for
so.
A start, you know, a lot of older people accessing medical cannabis. Kerry Whittam pointed this out to the 1ZB audience, that many of them would have started using medical cannabis, didn't turn into raging drug addicts, found it actually helped them quite a bit.
Wow.
And, you know, maybe all the other bollocks they've been told is not true.
A classic.
So, new study, which brings me to, patients suffering dementia associated with Alzheimer's disease exhibit cognitive improvements following the sustained use of plant-derived cannabinoid extracts. This was a placebo-controlled clinical trial, you know, the best kind, Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. The researchers said the efficacy of the cannabinoid extracts was superior to traditional Alzheimer's treatments.
Hmm. Interesting.
There you go. They were balanced THC CBD oils. And note that use of the word sustained. You've got to get on it and stay on it.
Yes, the consistency. It helps.
That's my advice there. Get on it and stay on it. And because what that means is you'll use less other things. There was another study showing reduced use of alcohol with people who switched to cannabis. But also, of course, this other new one this week. This was in JAMA. Cancer patients decreasing the use of prescribed opioids following the opening of cannabis retailers.
That's awesome.
The researchers found fewer prescriptions, fewer amounts being taken, and all that kind of stuff. And that means you're away from that kind of overdose potential level of opioids, and instead you're into a kind of a safer zone.
Yeah, your safer baseline.
Yeah, by reducing that amount, if not getting off it completely.
Mm. Yeah. Wow, so that's
good.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a part of the appeal for older folk, perhaps.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, totally. I mean, yeah. The proof is in the pudding, isn't it? The proof
Indeed.
Is in the J.
You can make some nice puddings with your cannabinoid prescription, gotta say.
Yeah.
Put it in anything you want. You prescribe cannabis, make hash out of it, do your extracts, put it into your baking. That's why it's in the bud and the oil form for you to do what you want with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. What have you had recently with that?
Well, I've been vaping lately. Vaping's a nice way to have it.
Oh.
Soothing.
Yeah.
Feels nicer, tastier.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And legal, of course.
Yes, right.
There's now two more new legally approved medical vapes in the country. So that's good things as well.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of old folks as well, there's some people out there, who knows, they might remember hemp from back in the day or heard some stories off their old grandpappy or something.
Mm-hmm.
Down south, they grow quite a bit of hemp, and we have it here in the shop here. And the company, Rubisco, is in Farmers Weekly this week, scaling up their hemp capability. This was formerly Carr Woolen Mills. They merged with the hemp farms. The hemp farm were probably one of the original, or certainly original at scale, growers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the first, but they were the first to kind of really get going with it at a commercial level.
Mm-hmm.
Carr Woolen Mills been around forever, make carpets, that kind of thing. Supply really high quality yarns to people like Tom Ford and other labels and interior furnishings of showrooms and places like Milan and stuff. So they're kind of quite high end, but what they're doing is scaling up their hemp capability to use that in their carpets and move completely away from any kind of plastic content, which, you know, even carpets that claim their wool, they're sewn into plastic sheets, hidden away under a fake, a jute layer that's glued onto the... Check your carpet. On the bottom is jute glued onto plastic and then the wool sewn into that. And that's your wool carpet normally. And these guys are going to be 100%. That's just awesome. So byproducts of their fiber decortication for their carpet making and high-end... actually, they do a lot of mulch mats and geotextiles. They supplied the mulch matting to the Manawatu Gorge. And if you want to go check it out here in Auckland, Basque Park, you can see the hemp mulch called Future Fiber is used as weed matting and mulch matting all around the park.
Wow.
And I wonder if that was that... that roundabout that was stinking of weed a little while back, remember we talked about?
Oh, which, where was that?
That was Waikato Expressway.
Oh, yeah, that
could be,
yeah. Yeah, that would make a lot of sense, actually.
Could be.
Well, there it is. There it is.
So byproducts of all that is these herds. We've got them here in the shop. Get your herds. Chickens love sitting on them. And you can also turn them into hempcrete and do some building. And also, you can mix it with clay and do a different type of building, like an earth building. And
That's so cool.
Oh, it's super cool. Last week, we donated a whole bunch of these hemp herds to a group called, they're called Group Work Architects, that specialise in earth building.
Yeah.
And down at Britomart, they did an installation and demonstration. They had it right there so people could get their hands in it and play with it. And it's hemp, clay and sand to a certain special formula. And it just sets like bricks, like lightweight, fireproof bricks that you can just make yourself.
That is so cool.
Incredible.
I would love to make a house out of that.
Oh, get in touch with Group Work.
All right.
They're really nice people. And and then come on into the shop if you want to check out the herds.
Yeah,
hemp
herds. Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. It's not all bad then, is it?
It's not all bad. There's some good stuff in there.
Awesome.
We just slipped into dodgy Duncan Garner territory in the middle.
Oh, dear. Avoid.
Hey, if you need a prescription to get yourself legal, come on into the shop, or we've actually got a little form on our website now. You can fill it in and a doctor will call you back.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
Get over on there on Hempstall Co-NZ. And tomorrow night, if you're down in Gore and looking for something to do, you can go see The Science of Getting High at the Gore Repertory Society.
Wow.
Friday night.
Gore.
Good
Anyone's
Gore.
Listening from Gore, please send us a text. 5395.
Yeah, and head along. Science of Getting High. Give us a review.
Totally. Awesome.
And then it's J-Day coming up, of course. Woo! 6th of December. Only not too far away. It's
just
only a month away.
Around the corner. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Put in your diary.
Awesome. Easy. Boom.
That's me. And now get back to it. It's a lovely day out there.
Get out there, people. Spark it up. And get a prescription.
Turn up the radio.
Awesome. Yeah. Cheers, Chris.
All right.
Have a good one. See you soon.
Yep.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with me.